Welcome to today's Soul Reset. Before we step into the new, we must settle into the now. So go ahead and drop your shoulders, unclench your jaw. You have permission to simply exist for these next few minutes. Now I want you to breathe in, and as you draw in your breath, imagine drawing in the breath from the Holy Spirit. As you breathe out, what do you need to let go? As you breathe in, I want you to release whatever he says. And breathe out and let it go. As you breathe in, I want you to prepare to receive what Holy Spirit has for you today. And as you breathe out, I want you to release what may feel heavy. As you breathe, imagine the frost from the winter that still may be trying to hold onto your heart begin to soften. You are in a safe place. Jesus isn't asking you for your best version today. He's just asking for you. In the Song of Solomon 2 verse 10, it tells us, "The season has changed. The bondage of your barren winter has ended." But beloved, we have to be honest, because spring requires a grave. In nature, winter is a strategic death. A tree must let go of its leaves so the heavy snow won't snap its branches. If you felt a loss lately, a dream that went quiet, a season that ended, a version of yourself you had to say goodbye, or plans have changed all you thought 2026 would be, no, it wasn't an accident, but preparation. Jesus didn't avoid the grave, and he won't leave you in yours. But for the resurrection to happen, we have to stop trying to breathe life into what God wants to die. Pause and ask him, "Jesus, through the power of Holy Spirit, would you reveal what I am holding onto that was only meant for the last season?" What looks like waste to the world can be fuel to the Father. Think of compost. It's the place where dead things break down to become the most nutrient-rich soil on earth. What feels wasted, causes grief, or tempts you to fear can be turned into the very thing, the necessary element that will feed your future blossoming. You don't have to walk out of winter empty-handed. You can walk out with a foundation made of everything God's allowed you to survive. So tell him right now, "I give you my scraps. I give you my dead places. I believe you are turning this soil into my strength." Verse 12 says, "The season for singing and pruning the vines has arrived." I love they happen together, because you can be full of joy in the new day while God is simultaneously clipping away the branches that would drain what he has for you. Can I encourage you? Don't mistake the clip for a setback. The gardener only prunes the vine he intends to grow. You are being refined, so your fragrance is pure. You can sing through the pruning because you know the one holding the shears is the one who calls you his beautiful companion. I want you to declare with me, either out loud or in the quiet of your heart, "I am leaving the graveyard behind. The winter did not break me, it built me. The shepherd of my soul is leading me out of hiding. I will not fear the pruning, for I am destined to bloom." So take one final deep breath. As you exhale, imagine yourself stepping into the sunlight. The fog is lifting. The fragrance of change is in the air. You are not alone. You are not stuck. you are rising. Until next time, keep breathing, keep healing, and keep radiating. You were made for the spring.